Blog Talk Radio.
Justin, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good. Hi, I'm
Great.
Casey. It's so nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, too.
So listen, so we won't begin until you're ready, but I just wanted to give you a minute in case you had any questions about how this works or, you know, any apprehension around it, but really, my goal is just to have a casual conversation and kind of capture your excitement around it and your energy, and we're hoping to keep it under 15 minutes, and that's about what we've got. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to
okay.
make sure everyone can hear me okay. Can you hear me fine?
I can. You sound great.
Perfect.
So any questions before we begin? I should let you know that we will be we have a resident on staff who does a wonderful job with editing the audio. So if you need to start over at any point, or you know, if there's anything she needs to clean up, it's really not a problem to do that. And the other thing is that we would be sharing the episode with you before we publish it so that you'd have a chance to review and approve it and kind of hear how we represented you.
Perfect.
Okay. So anything you can think of before we get started?
Nothing. You said it's going to be about 15 minutes.
Yep.
I don't think so. I was told to tell you hello from Rebecca, my supervisor here in Ohio.
Aww, I love her. She's great. Thank you so much. I talked to Megan Crouch yesterday. Do you know her?
Yeah, Megan? Yeah.
Yeah. So she did a podcast with me yesterday about the youth engagement work, and I know she also works with Rebecca as well, so it's fun
yeah, we're all
to
on
kind
the
of get
team, so yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so it's been fun, like getting to talk to you all in person and get to know the work that you're doing, you know, not from Rebecca's lips. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's been cool. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, so what I'm gonna start by doing is I have like a little introductory thing I'm gonna say, and then I'll just launch right into the questions.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, so let me take a sip of my water. Okay. Hello, Justin. Welcome to NRCDV Radio's Delta Focus Story Series. We are so happy to have you with us today to share some of your experiences with engaging men and boys as intimate partner violence prevention allies in your community. Specifically, we'd like to learn more about your work with the Ohio Men's Action Network, or OMAN, which aims to create a network of men working to promote equitable, nonviolent relationships and social norms change within their spheres of influence. So, Justin, can you start just by telling me a little bit about the history of OMAN and how it's evolved over time?
Yes, I can. And first, I want to say how glad I am to be here, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks.
So the history of OMAN really starts way back in 2012. OMAN was established in 2012 by the person that was in my position before me, India Harris-Jones. She was the provincial coordinator, and so she was tasked with getting getting men as allies and really started to do the work here in Ohio. And so that was established back in 2012. But we didn't really start getting funding for OMAN through the Delta Project until 2013. And so 2013, we got the Delta Focus funding. And so India was hired as the violence prevention coordinator. So she was in charge of doing a lot of the work with the engaging men, but also doing some other stuff as well. And so OMAN kind of took a big leap forward with everything going on here in Ohio. There was a lot of collaborations with the White Ribbon Campaign, which is a national organization engaging men. We were able to have Tony Porter come in to give a nice little speech to get some men involved as well with the Ohio Men's Action Network. And moving on, we were able to get more funding for the Ohio Men's Action Network under the Delta Impact Project, and we were able to hire an engaging men coordinator, which is myself. So I'm here today. What are those things that really brought OMAN to the forefront was our training called the New Playbook, and I can talk a little bit more about that later, but the New Playbook has been such a huge success here in Ohio, and it's really brought OMAN past the breaking point of, you know, we are the main organization for engaging men and boys in Ohio.
Right. Yeah, no, and I can see it's really clear to me the strength of the project because of the longevity and sort of how it's been sustained over time. So it's really impressive the work that you've been able to do. I'm so glad that you're here sharing it with us. So can you tell me kind of over the process and your involvement in the project, what has been surprising to you along the way?
Well, there's been a lot of surprising things, to be honest. For one, I think that for me personally, I don't think that the way that I would engage men or men would be involved so enthusiastically with this is really, really amazing. And, you know, I talk to men, I've talked to easily over 500 men by now here across Ohio. And I've talked to each one of them, and it all comes down to this sense of being authentic and wanting to help out. And knowing that there is a problem within our society and knowing that there's a problem right here in Ohio and wanting to know what men can do as allies. And the amount of support and the amount of questions that I've gotten from men, not just at speaking engagements or in events that I've done, but just men who come to me through email or through our Facebook or through our website on how they can get involved is truly amazing, and I don't think that that would be possible if we didn't have the image that we do now with the Ohio Men's Action Network and the New Playbook. So I think that's the biggest thing that's very surprising for me. It's a great thing, for one. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting that you say that, and it makes me think that the surprise kind of comes from the cultural assumption that, you know, these issues are women's issues and that they're not men's issues. And so, I mean,
absolutely.
Was that kind of the surprise there that, yes, men do care about this issue and men want to know what they can do to make a difference?
Yes, absolutely. And I can say personally myself, I was one of those men who thought this was a women's issue, you know, and I thought, you know, my place to step in or to have a role in ending violence against women. I didn't know I could be an ally until there was a man who was already in the work and got me into the work and told me that you can be an ally. Now I feel like I'm an inspiring ally for women in the work and for those who are in the field as well to be the best man that I can be for other men to get involved with, whether it's the Ohio Men's Action Network or whether it's the White Ribbon Campaign across the nation. So I'm just excited to be here, and I'm glad that this is turning out into something that it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really makes me think that, you know, once you create space for people to be involved, that they will, you know? And so if we can create authentic space and meaningful space, that, it sounds to me like that's been your experience, that then men do want to be, they do want to be involved. So let me ask you about kind of your pride in working in this project, because I get that sense from you as you're talking about it, and especially with, you know, your excitement around the New Playbook. What makes you most proud when you think about the work that you've done with this project?
Yeah, so the thing that makes me most proud is, so we, in the new playbook, which is our training, our signature training, we've added an action planning piece. And then, so it was something that we had always had in the training, but we didn't really do much follow-up with it. It was just more so of, okay, you know the material, now what are you going to do? And kind of like a self-reflection question almost. And I wouldn't say it was a self-reflection question, but it can almost be interpreted as a self-reflection question. And so what I was able to do was to bring in an actual carbon copy for men to write down what they are going to do after they leave the training. And so whether that is, you know, going into their spheres of influence of, you know, their family at home at the dinner table talking about privilege, or they're talking about masculinity and maybe not using the word masculinity, or talking about bystander intervention with their friends at the bar. What is something that they can do that can get the work out there to really put them as allies? And something that we've learned from that is that works. Men like to have tangible items that they can do to accomplish a task, to really feel like they are involved with the work. And so what better way to do that than to give them that paper? They get a piece, I get a piece. I follow back up with them 3 to 6 months and then a whole year afterwards after they've taken the training to really see where they've come after taking the training and what their action plan says and how far they've gotten with their action plans. And it's been a huge success for us.
Yeah, you know, that really just reminds me that, you know, the whole goal of, I think, prevention-oriented work is the action component. Like, we have the engagement pieces, but to the end, like, that's the means, and the end is the action. What are you going to do to make change in your, you know, in your community, in your culture? And so the fact that you're kind of providing the tools or the avenues for that to happen, and then following up, and it sounds like you've got, you know, measures of accountability in place to ensure that change is happening, that I think you must be seeing just a tremendous impact.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing with the action plans is, you know, with prevention, a lot of times we know that, we know as prevention is slow moving. And so you don't get to see a lot of change happen right away like we do on the side of the intervention side, right? We just see prevention changing over time. And sometimes that can take, you know, 10 years. Sometimes that can take 50 years, whichever time that takes. But when you're putting in the action plan, you get to see that work happening right away. Now, you can, now it's 3 months, but still, you get to see the work happening much faster than 10 years from now. And the work is still going to be changing, and the work is still going to be getting done by those men who have created those action plans 10 to 20 years from now, where it's them doing exactly what they wrote on their action plans or those they have influenced on their action plans who are still doing the work. And to really see that change dive out into the community and then hopefully across the country. So it's really been great to see that.
Yeah, that's incredible. So, Justin, let me ask you, you know, for those who would be interested in kind of replicating something like this in their own communities or states, what kind of resources or tools or partnerships were really critical in the success of this project? What would you say are those key pieces?
Yeah, so the number one piece that we have for whether that's the Ohio Men's Action Network or the new playbook is our evaluation component. Our evaluation has been everything to us. And so we have a lot of different components within the new playbook, the training, whether that's talking about healthy gender norms, talking about privilege, talking about bystander intervention, all those things wrapped up into one training to really give those ally skills to our participants who are in the training to really go out and replicate the action plan. But we wouldn't be able to do anything or have come as far as we have come anywhere if we did not have evaluation. And so we have an amazing, amazing evaluation, empowerment evaluator, Dr. Sandra Ortega, who has helped us tremendously with our project. And we have actually gotten evaluation data back from the National Public Health Institute to help us build on our project and to help us move forward with replicable outcomes for other programs that might want to be replicating this. This is something that actually just came out not too long ago with our work with the National Public Health Institute. So, yeah, it's great. So I think my suggestion for anyone who would want to do something like this is to really figure out, you know, what are those needs in your state, or maybe it's your community. Where are those needs in your state, and where are those needs in your community? Where do those men see that is going wrong? So maybe they see violence happening, they see sexual assault happening, but they don't know how to stand up to it. Okay, that's a perfect opportunity for you to bring bystander intervention into it. It's a perfect opportunity for you to bring those conversations on how to have a difficult conversation, which we're calling courageous conversations now, in your sphere of influence or in a crowd or something like that, where you feel like you want to say something, you just don't know what to say, and how do you have those types of conversations. And that's all included within the new playbook. So my suggestion is to really figure out what the community needs. What does the state need? What do men need to feel like they can be allies within the movement to end sexual and domestic violence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's wonderful. It's a great tip. And I think it also speaks to the importance of, you know, thinking through your outcomes at the planning stages, and sort of how will you measure success? How will you know that you've been successful, and building those evaluation components in from the beginning, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this is great. Is there, Justin, is that you've shared so much in just such a short amount of time. Is there anything else you wanted to say, or you wanted us to know about the impact of OMAN and the new playbook, you know, before we close?
Yeah, so I'll give you a little success. Well, I can give you two success stories that we've had just based off of our action plans that we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
One story is really about, so one of our members who's in a part of the Ohio Men's Action Network, he's taken the training, he's done an action plan, and what he's done is built community conversations within his running club. And so they have talks about, I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about, because I've actually never been on a run with him. I would like to be on a run with him, but just conversations, what I hear from him is talking about masculinity or talking about a gender equality, or maybe it's something that's not related, but it's just related to social justice as a whole. And that came out of the new playbook, and that came out of the action plan. And another story that we have is we had a training at one of our major universities here in Ohio, and one of the staff members for the athletic department was actually inside our training. Little did we know. We had no idea that he was there. And so what he was able to do with the material that he was given was really fill out the action plan and to really lay out what type of person that he was, how could he use his privileges in which ways, and who could he talk to within his department that could move this message forward. And since then, he has taken it back to, I believe he was on some type of board that he was doing, but he ended up passing along our messaging. And so it went up to a little bit higher status within the athletic department. And so now we are working with a lot of their student athletes, whether that's football or track and field, lacrosse, all those things that the university offers. And so we're working with all those student athletes. And so we just had a training at their university that the students led, and it was all about gender-based violence, and it was strictly gender-based violence prevention. And none of that would have happened if he did not write that down on his action plan and we didn't follow up with him. So it was truly a success for us to be on that platform for a major university within Ohio.
Mm-hmm. No, that's amazing. And it's amazing to think about, you know, just kind of the ripple effect and the impact that one person can have in their own sphere of influence, and how that can spread, you know, like fire through communities, right? Which is exactly the way that we make change. So that's incredible. So with the running club, are the men talking about these issues while they're running? Or is this, you know, how does that work?
Now, that might be a question for the participant, but I'm pretty sure from mine, they talk about the topics before they go on a run. And so I think, you know, it's really like a stress relief to get that extra stuff that you've probably been holding on throughout your week to get off. And it's a great opportunity to talk about those things and then to take that on your run to think about it even more. Now, does he have follow-up conversations? I believe. I'm not entirely sure,
yeah.
But I do know that they have those conversations. And it's amazing to just take something that is so simple, like a run club, to just have those conversations with a group who is majority men.
Yeah.
And to bring those conversations to folks who might not hear about it otherwise.
Sure. And bringing that kind of outlet and then offering the space to kind of reflect and process and ground yourself. I love that whole idea. And I just think about the applications that, you know, each of the men who's involved in this project can bring to their own circles and their own clubs and, you know, what that would look like. These are great examples. Thanks so much, Justin. This is amazing work that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to talk about it. I could talk about it all day, to be honest.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. And, you know, if people are interested in learning more, do you want to give the OMAN website?
Yeah. If you want to learn more about the Ohio Men's Action Network, you can go to oman-ohio.org, and you'll figure out, you'll find out everything. You'll see the new playbook training. You'll see some stories that have been shared with our organization. So, yeah, feel free to check out our website.
Okay. Well, thanks, Justin. I really appreciate you spending time with us today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So that's it. We're done.
All
that
right.
That was great. Are you feeling happy about it?
I do feel happy about it. Really happy about it, actually. When I start going, I just start going off because I know this is my passion. So, like, I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Well. Let them go.
No, you can tell. Your energy is great. I love all the different things that you raised. I think that this is going to be such a great, like, really helpful podcast for people to listen to, and people will come away with all kinds of new ideas, I'm sure. So thanks. Thanks for your thoughtful responses and, you know, for just being willing to do this with us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, so Justin, so I'll follow up with you when we have our final recording and you can take a listen. I know when I told Megan that, she said she doesn't like to listen to herself, so it's it's up to you whether you want to, but we'll offer that to you.
Okay, yeah, I do my own kind of podcast already, so I know what I sound like.
Oh, you do? Oh, what podcast do you do?
So it's a podcast. It's me and my friend. We started it. It's just basically two black men talking about things that are going on in the world, whether it's politics or gender-based violence, or we're talking about money, Donald Trump, whatever it is, just anything, just from our different perspectives. The business, marketing person, and I'm a social worker, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm a social worker, too.
Great.
Can I check it out? Like, where would I listen?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so our episodes aren't uploaded yet, but when they do get uploaded, I can send you the link.
Yeah, let me know. That would be cool. That's awesome. I'm a podcast junkie, so. All right. Well, hey, listen, tell Rebecca that I said hi, and that I'm excited that she connected me to you. That's great.
Okay, awesome. I'll make sure I do that.
Okay, thanks, Justin. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.